had just stopped her from leaving. Now that Benny thought about it, Jess hadn't been acting the same. When they'd first met her, she'd been bubbly and easygoing, always laughing and joking with all of them. But last week, she'd been quiet and kept her eyes downcast. The long-sleeved shirts were new, too. In fact, the more Benny thought about her, the more worried he got. Whoever was abusing her was smart. He was keeping his hands off her face, where the abuse would be the most obvious. If Jess had come in with a black eye or a split lip, none of the guys would have hesitated to say something. But if he was leaving bruises or hitting her on her body where her clothes hid the marks, no one could be certain. Benny didn't like the thought of Jess being hurt, though. He knew that for sure. He hadn't really thought about Jess in that way until now. She'd just always been there. She was a part of the bar experience. She was a good waitress, always refilling their drinks, always laughing with them, but giving them room when they needed it. When the girls had been kidnapped from the bar, Benny knew Jess had immediately huddled with Fiona and Caroline to keep them calm. She'd taken them into a back office and stayed with them until the team thought it was safe for them to leave.